Today was a battle. Because of a difficult AP calculus test, followed by an underprepared Spanish presentation, a ton of economics homework, and the screaming of insubordinate, aspiring youth lacrosse players, I am tired. Yet my silver lining nears. While I drive home, I feel pride knowing that despite a day of obstacles and possible failures, the first task I set out to do was a success because I will come home to a made bed. Making my bed in the morning seems trivial, right? To some, maybe, but as I pull up the comforter, fluff my four pillows to their sharp points, and fold the bottom sheet over my soft blanket, I embark on my day with order in my life. I've not always made my bed. This habit began fairly recently. I returned home from school one day to my yelling mother, a fairly common occurrence due to her strong belief in telling it how it is. The yelling started because I could not juggle my homework, test prep, and sports on top of my family commitments for the week. In the past, I haven't been great about managing my time, and I used to only do things when they were right in front of me. I lived in the moment, but struggled to keep myself organized. Frustrated, mostly at myself, that night I made a spreadsheet planning out my schedule and assigned one that I would look at every day. Be great. Designed to test my character and willingness to perform at a high level in everything I do. My goal was to establish a routine for success, and I thought there was no better way to start than by making my bed. Being deliberate has become my mantra. Completing simple tasks creates my foundation of success from which I can build upon throughout my day, just as throwing a lacrosse ball against a wall 100 times every night leads to winning championships. I find myself being more thoughtful about where I'm spending my time, what I'm doing, and how I'm doing it. Small victories give me confidence to take on greater challenges. I strive to achieve greatness, a goal only achievable by beginning with my made bed. With a perspective, I'm Harry Hetrick.